Lifestyle Matters. It's More Than Money. I'm Faisal Carmally here. Dave Popowicz is away, so we're going to have a great show today. And not because he's only gone, but because we've got some great guests on our show today. You know, if you're considering moving to a different province in retirement or just traveling to another province, you might have to understand what could change and how properly to transfer your health insurance. There's a big issue there. A recent court case came in the Tax Court of Canada. Foreign pensions. Don't miss this conversation we're going to have about what happens if you want to transfer your pension, your foreign pension to Canada, or if you're inheriting a foreign pension. There are some tax consequences and some big issues. You definitely want to hear that. And we hear some long-term results, basically. There's been a group study for over 20 years of 50,000 Canadians. And as they've been aging, what are some of the information that's come up? We've got this long-running study on how you can stay healthy for longer. That's going to be great. But first, we talk about being single and retired with our clinical instructor. Now, here's what's happening. Here, I'm going to paint the picture for you. The first part is people are aging. Second of all, we have an aging demographic that also has the fastest growth rate in divorce. This growth rate also impacts family members, including grandchildren. When you're going through a divorce, when you are divorced and you have to spend time with family members like grandchildren, there's going to be some concerns we have to think about. So, you know, when I all the court cases that I've read or all the divorce cases that I've worked with on this, one of the things that comes up time and time again is how do I interact with my ex in front of my grandchildren? So we want to talk about that. So let me first introduce to you Dr. Jenny Tates, clinical instructor of psychiatry at UCLA. Dr. Tates, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to talk to you.
Okay, so let's walk me through this. I kind of painted a picture of this. You've been in a relationship for decades. You get a divorce. We call it gray divorce here in Canada. They have to deal with their grandchildren, maybe at the same time, same place. It kind of gets awkward. Walk me through what are the effects of being single has on people, particularly ending a relationship that you may have been in for decades.
Yeah, I'm so excited to talk to you about this because I think there's a lot of misconceptions and so many people have this sense that, you know, me and my ex didn't get along for decades. That's going to sort of be permanent. We're never going to be able to reconcile. And adult children can worry about having both of their parents at events like children's birthday parties and their children's weddings. And it's really not fair to both the divorcees and also their children to anticipate this prolonged period of torture. And it's an alternative to sort of holding resentment and grudges. We can sort of start over and mindfully just begin this relationship right now. A big part of my message in how to be single and happy is really focusing on what you want your life to be about and your life values. So I'm guessing so many people really care about being kind and connected to their family, and we don't want to miss opportunities with family because we're avoiding our ex.
You know, I'll take on some of that blame because my children's grandparents on their mother's side are divorced. And so I used to tiptoe around how do we have these special events, birthdays, special events, so forth, and how do we make sure that there's no conflict, no issues? And I took it upon myself to try to navigate that, but it's really not my job to navigate that, I thought, at the end of that. I said, so how do you navigate family time if you're spending time with your grandchildren and you have a divorced and you've divorced your spouse and they're going to be around too?
You know, I think it's really important to do some soul searching and think about what do I want right now at this point in my life? I'm retired. What is it that I want my life to be about? And being single is not a problem. Actually, interestingly enough, marriage only increases happiness on average by about 1%. But loneliness is profoundly depleting and has incredibly negative effects on health and emotional health as well as physical health. So if you want to be connected and you want to be healthy, can you do some soul searching and ask yourself at this point, am I willing to sort of let go of past pains and try to maybe, you know, co-grandparent or, you know, consciously uncouple in a way that's therapeutic and compassionate to yourself and the other person by sort of maybe even having a direct conversation. You know, a child could certainly talk to their parents or grandparents can sort of talk to each other about, look, you know, we weren't good as a romantic couple, but we certainly can manage together as co-grandparents, and that would be for both our personal wellness as well as the wellness of the rest of the members of our family.
I like how you use the word soul search. So let's kind of dig into that for a little bit. What's the maybe first two things an individual needs to do to start that soul searching process?
You know, this is such a good point. A lot of times people inadvertently focus on goals, what I want to get. I want, you know, to be the parent at the kid's birthday party, the grandparent at the kid's birthday party, rather than have my, you know, be there with my ex. Rather than focusing on what you want to get, what do you want to give? What do you want your life to stand for? What, you know, I know this sounds a little bit morbid and it's not meant to be depressing. It's meant to be sort of inspiring. What do you want your life to stand for? How do you want to be remembered at your funeral? Do you want to be remembered as a person that held on to every detail of bad blood for decades? Or do you want to be the person that sort of embodies forgiveness and can start anew? And that's not giving in. It's choosing to, you know, live your best life.
Great point. We have a piece in our investment practice and our wealth management practice called the legacy bucket. And a lot of times people think the legacy bucket is the amount of money you pass on, but many times it's how you want to be remembered. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, when you really practice mindfulness, you know, let's say you eat strawberries every morning for breakfast, but, you know, if you really practice mindfulness, you sit down to eat your strawberry and it's like for the very first time you really taste it. And people are constantly changing. We're always evolving. If you could sort of see your ex in this new, like, sort of non-judgmental beginner's mind, we call it, with curiosity and without this, like, sort of, like, story that your mind creates that might not be true in this moment, you can have a lot more fun, and so can the rest of your family. And a huge part of being sort of single and happy is feeling connected to your life and living your life without this sense of missing out. And you certainly will miss out by maintaining animosity.
That's great. Well said. So now there are many Canadians and Americans who are newly single. They just went through divorce. They don't want to get back out there and find someone else that's not on their agenda at this point in time. How can you find happiness if you're newly single and don't want to start looking for that someone else?
Love that. And actually, this is a huge point that I think, you know, popular culture tends to, you know, misunderstand. Happiness comes from your values, like living according to your values. It comes from your activities. It comes from your relationships. And activities and relationships don't hinge on coupling. You could, you know, pursue the activities that you used to enjoy or that you've always wanted to pursue. You know, design a really great schedule for yourself, whether it be, you know, jogging or art classes or going to a book club, and really plan events with people. It's not, you don't need a romantic partner to go to a delicious dinner, and you also don't need a lover to feel connected to people around you. You can feel profoundly close to meaningful friendships.
That's fantastic. I want to thank you for joining us today. What great insight you brought to us when it comes to suddenly single, I call it.
Thank you for having me. And it's, you know, one of the things that my parents are divorced, and they divorced when I was quite young. And, you know, 30 years after they contentiously uncoupled, they, you know, are co-grandparenting in a really beautiful way. And it's definitely possible, and it doesn't matter how bad the relationship was. If you really want to focus on your grandchildren and your children's sense of, you know, a joyful, connected family, you can sort of start over at any time.
That's fantastic. That's joyful connection is what we're looking for. Thank you, Dr. Jenny Tates. She's a clinical instructor of psychiatry at UCLA, so I'm really glad to have her on board. And I like the fact that she brings up the points about your value system and focusing on that for happiness versus trying to be with somebody in a romantic way or any as a partner when you're not ready for that. So a very interesting piece. We're going to hear more and more research about this with the aging demographic, with more people going through divorce and separation. As you are in gray divorce area or over the age of 60 and going through a divorce, very, very interesting piece. Now, when you're going through all these different changes, at the same time as you're going through a change or transition into retirement, you're going to find that you have a lot of concerns. One of the concerns that people have is how are they going to protect their income? Because they need that cash flow for the rest of their lives. How are they going to make sure that they're not going to run out of money? How are they going to make sure that in the event of a healthcare issue, they're protected, that they have the money to pay for that, because maybe the government won't be there for them when they need to spend their own time in a healthcare facility or with specialized healthcare professionals. Those are the kind of things that we have to think about. And those are problems that people are having. We have some solutions for you. And we're going to talk about those solutions at our seminar on Tuesday, May 29th. 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine and Spirits. Now you need to reserve your seats. So give us a call at 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can go online to register at morethanmoneyradio.com. Now, stay tuned after the break. We're going to talk about how you can properly transfer your health coverage when moving in between provinces. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.